Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Frustration Furnace. You know, life can feel like a hamster wheel sometimes, right? Always spinning, never really getting anywhere. Between work, family, social commitments, and trying to squeeze in some self-care, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and short on time. But what if I told you there are ways to break free from that cycle? What if mastering your time wasn't just for superhumans or productivity gurus, but something attainable for all of us? That's what we're diving into today. How to effectively manage your time even when life feels like a never-ending to-do list. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? You know that feeling when you're rushing from one thing to the next, barely taking a breath, and then ending up with nothing accomplished but a throbbing headache? Trust me, I've been there. But through trial and error, and yes, a few embarrassing time management meltdowns, I've learned some strategies that have genuinely changed the game for me. So buckle up, because we're about to unlock some secrets to mastering your schedule and reclaiming your sanity. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you transform from time stressed to time mastered. 1. Prioritize like a pro. Think of it like this. You wouldn't throw all your ingredients into a pot without a recipe, right? The same goes for your day. Identify your most important tasks, those that genuinely move the needle towards your goals, and tackle them first. I call these big rocks. Everything else can be fitted around them like smaller pebbles. 2. Embrace the power of no. This is huge. Saying no to unnecessary commitments frees up time for what truly matters. It's not about being selfish, it's about protecting your energy and focus. Ever notice how saying yes to one thing can lead to a domino effect of overwhelm? Remember, it's okay to politely decline requests that don't align with your priorities. You've got permission to prioritize yourself. 3. Time blocking, your secret weapon. Picture your day as a blank canvas. Instead of letting tasks randomly pop up and disrupt your flow, allocate specific blocks of time for different activities. Schedule those big rocks we talked about, plus time for emails, meetings, breaks, even fun stuff. This creates structure and helps you stay on track. Think of it like creating your own personal roadmap for success. 4. The Pomodoro Technique, work in bursts. This method involves working in focused 25-minute intervals followed by short breaks. Trust me, this can be a game changer. It keeps your mind sharp and prevents burnout. You'd be surprised how much you can accomplish when you give it your all for those concentrated bursts. 5. Review and reflect, continuous improvement. Time management isn't a one-and-done deal. Regularly assess what's working, what's not, and adjust accordingly. Life is constantly changing, so your approach should too. Make it a habit to review your schedule weekly, identify areas for improvement, and celebrate your wins. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, who runs her own freelance writing business. She used to feel like she was always playing catch-up, juggling client deadlines, administrative tasks, and marketing efforts all at once. Feeling overwhelmed? I bet. But then, Sarah decided to implement some of these time management tips. She started prioritizing high-impact tasks, learned to say no to projects that didn't align with her goals, and blocked out specific times for writing, client calls, and even self-care. Guess what? Sarah not only felt more in control of her day but also saw a significant increase in productivity and happiness. So, remember, mastering your time isn't about becoming some superhuman efficiency machine. It's about creating a system that works for you, one that allows you to achieve your goals while still enjoying the ride. Let's recap. Prioritize those big rocks, say no strategically, embrace time blocking, try the Pomodoro technique, and continuously review and adjust your approach. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one time management tip you're going to implement today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's build a community of time masters together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of the Frustration Furnace. Until next time, keep it real and keep it productive.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.